Now we are learning very important term called search engine marketing. Earlier we have learned paid marketing. Paid marketing is through a platform and they allow you various properties which you pay for. Search engine marketing is based on the crawler's capability to help you list your website or digital property based on the content that you have done. But however, there also the marketing aspects have come in wherein those service provider offer you certain services which is focused on way the consumer search. So the moment you put in shopping, the moment you put a new design in clothing, the moment you, you know, new technology gadgets or what is what is Android mobile, also the way you try to put in, search engine companies have offered marketers an opportunity that when that list is appearing, there are certain options that they provide you. Now that's what search engine marketing. Now the power of it is, one is you are reaching to a person who's interested in those kind of a subject. You are able to reach a right target audience at the right time, and thereby you are enabling his interest in your brand, the product, and thereby you are able to create that first engagement. And if your content is powerful, you are able to make suspects to prospects. And then once the prospect is captured, your selling ability will get you the customer. So that's the power that search engine of marketeers, search engine marketing allows you. So you go to Google and Google has a fair packages wherein the moment somebody searches solution. So first 2-3 will be the ad where your given message will appear, below which the organic listing will come, or on the right hand side few displays will come that is also paid by the advertisers. Even the listing, why the certain listings come on the top, etc., they may not have done everything on the search engine optimization, but they still come because they paid that amount to the search engine marketeers. So that's the power of search engine marketing. Reason why this is getting now more popular, because it allows you prompt execution, speed with which you can reach out. Search engine optimization is a long-term process. The speed with which you can reach out to your target audience, and therefore conversion and return on investment is expectedly better. Influencer marketing. The word is influencers, means somebody who can make others' opinion change. So now that's an influencer. So opinion or even attitude change. Now there are people on the social media, what has happened, because the way that entire worldwide web structure is, individuals resort to kind of a content that will attract those expected profile people to connect with him, become his follower. Now when this person builds a large following, like Virat Kohli, MS Dhoni, or Amitabh Bachchan, or likewise even Narendra Modi ji, and world leaders are there, musicians are there, actresses and actors are there, they build a large follower community. Now having done that, marketers can go to them and seek their involvement in reaching out to those followers. So what is happening, marketer is able to reach out to lakhs and millions of targeted customers promptly, and because communication is coming from a person whom they recognize as their role model, or as the person who should refer to, they should refer him to or her to for any style, substance, etc., message will be well received, and that will create an engagement. An engagement will lead to suspects becoming your prospects. So all those aspects are created. So the brand awareness, brand engagement are promptly facilitated. Okay, so that's what influencer marketing. So the criticality of it is that you must choose the right influencers. There are influencers who have created a specific genre for himself. He is recognized for certain specialization. So now try to see that you go to such people. You do not have a, you need not stick to one. Many times your brand ambassador could be also one of your influencers. it's not required that brand ambassador has to be your influencer. No, anytime brand ambassador is different, but company may have a different influencers, because that brand has to reach to different target groups, and that can be served by different individuals acting as a influencers. So that's also a power. Selecting the right influencer is very critical, because that message going from him, as I told you earlier, finds immediate acceptance. Okay, now that we have understood various components, it concludes that this is not all about internet marketing. There are many other avenues that is available. So we will get into that. The first important this thing is affiliate marketing. You would have noticed that there are so many YouTube videos, how to use this dishwashing machine effectively, how to use mopping tools effectively. Or there are articles which talk about how to keep your dishwashers clean, or how to this thing. Now, these are the people who is on one hand serving your information need, at the same time they are acting as an affiliate marketing, because in their article they will provide certain links. They will also probably tell you, a friend, in the YouTube, this thing, in the link provided, they'll tell you, I've given you the link, you can click it and buy this item. So what happens? Either the blogger has written a text and he has given a link, and you click that link, and if you go and using that link, if you go and buy the product, this person gets certain commission. So that's what affiliates. There are lakhs and millions such who connect with the brand. Brands have a program to enroll an affiliate, and once you become affiliate, you get that unique link, etc. So that you start using in your communication. When customer using that link buys the product, you earn. So the affiliate marketing, podcast, audio manner, in a manner of an audio, you reach out to your target group either live, or you have a feeds available which somebody can consume later after he starts following you. So that's a podcast. Now it's a very powerful tool where a conversation on a certain subject is always mind-blowing, it's always mind-engaging, and therefore it is very, very exciting to certain target group of people. So if you know that your people are one who would like to listen to the change happening around, the new things that is developed, etc., you create podcasts around relevant subject, you become a podcaster, and when you do that, there also the brand will come and engage with you and create a sort of an affiliation. So that's a podcast marketing. Then comes the webinar. You would have noticed during COVID, this has become very, very popular, wherein on a certain subject of common interest, gardening. I even attended a gardening webinar. Okay, do you believe I am like a hobby gardener? I have a gallery garden and I have attended just to get the basics right. So likewise, design thinking on the other end, corporate, there are experts who do that. So they create an exciting topic. They invite you for hour and two, a free or maybe very limited amount, 99 rupees or 250 rupees or blah blah, and during that they give you the snapshot overview, but intent is to create an excitement in you so that you subscribe to the powerful other module. They might have a long-term module, or they might have a other package which you subscribe to or answer your Q&A, and thereby they even build their reputation so that later on also you may connect with them. So that's a webinar. Video marketing, through video communication using various video streams, you try to communicate the brand, communicate how to communicate, give a 360 degree overview and those kind of things. So engagement gets facilitated. So now we enter into understanding tools to measure the effectiveness of internet marketing. Now, all along we have understood various aspects of internet marketing, but money is going there. You are any which way investing your money. So is there a way that one can gather the understanding about whether my investment is yielding money? So that is what is the effectiveness of internet marketing. So we have to understand that, how do you measure the effectiveness? So there are various tools which is available that one can utilize to see that what is the outcome yielding for you. So that is what is you have to monitor and analyze and then optimize. So that is through various ways one can do that. So we will try to understand tools to measure the effectiveness of internet marketing. So you all are aware of Google. Google also has a backend platform called Google Analytics. Now, if you integrate that, what will happen? Of course, it's a free web analytics services. So they provide this to you free. It gives you the insight about essentially website traffic and your marketing performance on various website related activity of your organic website. Okay, organic means your generated websites. Like for my organization has 2-3 websites. So like if Google Analytics gives me separate analytics for them, tracks metrics like how many visitors, unique visitors, the sessions, that is the what is the time he spent, which page was abandoned, bounce rate, that is abandonment rate, conversion rate, etc., who went and filled the order form, etc. So all those aspects, the revenue, allow segmentation of a data by various dimensions. So it gives you the traffic by geography, traffic by various divisions, that is built into them. So you get a clarity of that as to what is working, where it is working, why it is working, all those aspects are answered. And finally, it helps you to measure whether your SEO is working, whether your content marketing is effective, because you know the change when you have implemented. Then you can measure the metrics which Google Analytics gives you. So likewise, success of your email marketing, pay-per-click, etc. So that's Google Analytics. The second is the Meltwater. Now, this is a platform which is more specific to a media intelligence driven requirement of an industry. So here they collect insights from various media, that is digital media. It could be web and it could be other digital platforms that you use. So that helps you to gauge the reputation. So they have various metrics, they have various algorithm through which they give you reputation score, your social media engagement score, you come to know public relation impact. You do a lot of online public relations, so even that can be identified, influencers. So they even help you to identify, they even help you to get the influencers impact, the one whom you have roped in, and measure the effectiveness of your social media campaigns, various content marketing, influencer marketing that you do. So this is a very media driven analytics, but very useful. Then comes the RFs. So that is the one which is a backlink analytics tool. Remember that I told you your SEO, search engine optimization, looks at those aspects. So not only something which is front end, but something which is back end, which is backlinking. So now this tool helps you with that. So SSS online authority, various powerful links it suggests you. Audit websites and SEO health, it gives you the website's SEO health report. Research competitors' backlink also. What are the keywords they use? The context that they are setting in their conversation, discover link building opportunities. So it suggests you, it will tell you these are the backlinks you should weave into it. So that once you weave into it, the tracking suggests you whether it is working for you, measures effectiveness of, again, search engine optimization. So remember, many media may offer you something similar. So you have to pick and choose which is right. So earlier also we have seen that SEO and content marketing, pay-per-click has been done even by Meltwater, Meltwater. So likewise, RF is essentially the backlink-based analytics tool. So that is one here to remember. Then comes the Hotjar. So Hotjar is more behavioral tool. It looks at behavioral aspects. So when I say behavioral, it's like, how is the interaction that every visitor had with your digital property, primarily the websites. So creates heat maps, recording surveys and feedbacks you can even generate. Heat maps means which page has got more visitor, which page have faced the abandonment, which is a thing which is more engaging, etc. So those kind of perspectives are picked up by them. The behavioral part, information search, what does customer use, analysis tool, which is what they use, etc. Facilitates form fields, etc. Also, like many auto form fields and all, it measures effectiveness of web design. So when you create your web design, whether it is done with the SEO science in mind or not, even your content marketing aspects in effect, conversion rate. So how is the rate of your conversion on various digital properties? So it gives you that. Then comes the Mixpanel. So Mixpanel is essentially, as the name suggests, it's a useful tool because it's engagement and retention. So it covers one of it is multiple media, and then it gives you the outcome in terms of engagement and retention. So tracks users' actions. So you see the actions and events on websites or your app that you have created. So what does the consumer do after they come to your app or your websites? Creates user profiles. So who comes? Entire cohort. So they create that profiling for you, etc. Behavioral aspects. So earlier we saw the one which is exclusively for behavior. This one also looks at behavioral and the trend that they notice in consumer searches, etc. Runs experiments and campaigns. It allows you to do test marketing or testing of offers, etc. Measures effectiveness of web designs. So again, web design, email marketing, the impact of your social media marketing. So your various campaigns related thing, because as I told you, it's a engagement and retention measurement tool. So that is what is, then comes the HubSpot, very powerful. Multiple features are into it. All in one, as the name suggests, inbound marketing software. Inbound means something that helps you to pull millions of suspects into your streams, and then from that you identify prospects, and then you have a customer relationship management. So you convert, retain, create loyalty, and other aspects. So it covers everything. So like attract, convert, and delight customer through your CRM, manages websites, blogs, various landing pages, call to actions that you have given. So how successful was that? Automates email marketing. That's also very thank you email, tracking email. So there are many reminder email that this is in the basket. Like I have noticed this, like when you go to various apps or say even this email, e-retail sites, and if you have put in something in the wish list or a basket but not purchase, you will sure to get an email after over a period of time. So that this is not been, so they remind you. So that kind of automation is possible with that. Integrates with tools like Google Analytics. That's a power. Now this is the one which can integrate with them, talks to them, and pulls a feedback for you. So it's like everything in one place. Measures effectiveness of content marketing. So again, at the end, it also brings out your entire digital initiatives and its inbound effectiveness in getting you the suspects to prospects and then conversion, etc. So that's HubSpot. So we now come into a new section called key KPIs of internet marketing. All along we have now seen what is internet marketing, the importance, various content, etc. You invest the way you invest, etc. Ultimately, analysis is also made available to you through various analytics as we've seen, but there has to be a way that you determine whether you have achieved your goals or not. So that is key performance indicator. KPI stands for key performance indicators. You set your goal and then see whether what you set out has been achieved by your internet marketing or not. So that is what is KPIs. For each company in the same industry also this may differ because it is your internal goal. Come to leads. These are the potential customers. So what is lead? You can have some KPI about the lead. How will generate so many leads per week, per fortnight, month, etc. So that is from a suspect. You want to know those who are interested in you. So that is what about your product or services. And that is done through your digital communication, be it website, social media, search engine marketing, etc. So that's the first KPI, leads. The next one is the sales. Sales is and sales will always be the important key performance indicator, irrespective of whatever new age marketing that is going to come. So idea is to know whether ultimately you are getting the desired revenue, which is through the desired volume, and getting the desired profitability. So the sales remains the very important lifetime value of customers. Those who do not know, very simple term, if I have to explain, I am a Gillette brand customer. I have been using Gillette razors since last over 35 years. So now you can imagine how many razors I have to buy during a month and year, and then 35 years. And over a period, whatever the price increase that has happened, then they came out with a different technology, twin shaving, triple blades, etc. And each this innovation has incremental value in it. Besides that, Gillette has over a period come out with the shaving gel, they have beard creams, etc. So you see that total that they've earned over my lifetime. So now that is what is also a very important tool these days. Those brands which are only targeting teenagers, 13 to 19 years. So during that limited span, Levi's and such brands, you know, how much are they able to extract from the wallet of that target segment? That's the customer lifetime value. So digital world is facilitating your ability to track one customer and his purchase journey over a period, and it helps you to maximize that. You can cross-sell him, you can upsell him, you can make him buy costlier product, you can make him buy other products. He may be just buying grocery, now you can start making him buy cosmetics, you can make him buy gadgets, utensils, likewise. So that's a lifetime value. Then comes the customer acquisition cost, CAC as they say, which is you are ultimately spending money to see that from that large base of suspects, some people come forward to tell you that they are interested in your product or service, which is what the entire effort is. Now, how much that your marketing effort you are doing that is enabling you to acquire a customer. So that itself, the cost of acquisition is a powerful indicator that a marketer can look for as a KPI. Two companies in the same industry, probably targeting same customers, one may have a lower acquisition cost than the other, so that the guy who's spending higher should look at it as to why his cost of acquisition is more. So that's also, acquisition cost gives you the idea about efficiency, effectiveness of various channel that you have used. Okay, channel like social media, network marketing, so what all that you are doing. Revenue attribution and conversion rate. So what is revenue attribution? It is like overall, as it says, assigning a value to each marketing touch point, influencing a purchase decision. So during the journey of the customer, he starts his journey with information search, then he goes to various sites, various maybe showroom to see the demo, etc. And then he finally connects in a different way to get and source your customer. He may go online and then finally buy, etc. So now those are the touch points during his purchase journey. You have, as a marketer, have opened all this thing for him. You are making him available information online, offline. You are creating a demo opportunity at the shop. Now you have to know that from my total revenue, this thing, how much each will contribute to my silo of sale. So that is what, how much revenue are expecting from this various kind of touch points. That is revenue attribution. The conversion rate is whoever comes to that touch point, how many I am able to convert it into the customer, or from suspect to prospects and prospects to customer. So that's a conversion rate. So these two are the separate but powerful KPIs. Then comes the average time for conversion. So now whatever journey that the customer gets into with your digital properties, how long does it take him to become your customer? So that's what the time that it takes for him to become your customer itself is a powerful tool which is used on websites or on your digital properties, on your app, etc. You can use that. Organic traffic. I have told you there are paid marketing, there is organic, which is the way you built your website, the way you built your other digital property, the way you reach it by content, the technical correctness, SEO and all that, you do it for yourself with your digital property, that garners you people naturally coming to you. You are naturally getting visible, and that natural visibility garnering naturally people knocking on your door, that's organic traffic. You don't pay for it. So that also is a one indicator. Bounce rate, that indicates the percentage of visitors who leave your website after viewing only one page. It helps to measure. So it's here, it is written one page, many times per page also it has been done. So each page there is a higher bounce rate, where certain percent, certain seconds, if customer is not stayed there, it is considered as a bounce rate. So bounce rate is also very important. This thing, it creates a heat map for you, where you know what is working, which communication effective, which communication is not effective. So that's on the bounce rate. So now, having understood various key performance indicators, we get to understand latest trends in the internet marketing. So this is very important. Artificial intelligence, AI. I don't know, after I go out, after recording this video, what new might have come on AI. Earlier, you just started with something called, there are certain process steps which automatically say, like, insurance companies have applied AI, but it was a very high tech for all of us, where the document scanning or, you know, assessment of the claim was been done. Today, the chat GPT and those prompts, your ability to give right prompts, you not only get articles done, video scripts done, you not only get your presentation made. So all those aspects, various tasks are getting automated with the use of artificial intelligence. So that artificial intelligence is a powerful tool. Now, using that, you can create a lot of personalizations, because it will help you to study the data in a very personalized form. And therefore, you can create for each personalized genre. Genre means, again, you can't be very individual to individual, but you will get to sense certain behavioral homogeneous group, and you create specific communications for them. So you start with personalization and then create engagements and all. So there are other aspects there, which is also an AI enabled, which is today, as you say, like chatbots. Immediately you go to any website, he or she pops up, because based on the name I am saying, you can have automated interactions. You send a mail, you get a reply, etc. Voice assistant commands helps you to do that also. Image recognition, and it is going, so like insurance companies and all use that, you know, where you submit your policy claim, etc., that it scans through document and validates whether it is appropriate, and then decides your claim, etc., is approved or not. So these are the way things are changing. Then comes the influencer marketing. We have already studied a lot about that, wherein as the social media proliferation is happening, various individuals are creating their genre or specialization. Now, if that is what is required you to connect, then you have to use the right influencer. He's using right will build the trust, and then overall it will create a social affirmation of your brand, acceptance of a brand, reputation. However, what is required is choosing the influencer, which I told you, each one has a certain specific genre. Overall, you must measure the effectiveness of it, because you really pay a lot to those influencers, and then certain legal guidelines and all have to be taken care of. But it's a very powerfully growing medium. Personalized marketing. With all this AI and with various digitalization and all, it is now become possible to personalize. Personalized means you can now study individual behavior, you can now understand individual likes, you can now understand individual dislikes, and accordingly you can really create your specific communication, which the person will feel that it has been addressed to me. It is not all about writing "Dear Mr. Hathi," it is the way things are mentioned out here. One feels it, okay, they are understanding my need. So that's what is a personalization of the marketing. That helps you not only to connect, but later relationship and loyalty, this thing also. It's crucial for marketing to strike a balance between personalization and respecting customer privacy and preferences, because to become personalization, you have to dig in more into me. So now, whether am I breaching privacy agreements or not? I will give you a very simple other example that I have come across, which is from the Flipkart. This is last Diwali, before, just before Diwali, I got a message. Otherwise, I am well registered and all. So, I being a regular customer, my name, number, email is known to them. But here, the message said, Alia Bhatt wants to communicate with you. Kindly submit your name and requirements. Okay. So, I had to click a link where my name and all this thing was fed in differently. Ashish, the first name, the surname, I like what kind of garments, etc. And the moment I submitted, I got a video. Believe me, it was within fraction of a second, wherein my eyes came out where Alia Bhatt refers to me, "Hey, dear Ashish, I know your choices are very unique, like," and then they put in what I mentioned, "Flipkart has to offer you various such choices. Visit Flipkart." So that kind of extremes of personalization. Then comes the short form video content. It is nothing but TikTok, Instagram Reel, YouTube Shorts, etc. Now there are very shorter versions of you create a communication sitting in your maybe just a room and you communicate, and that communication being on a very powerful topic subject garners lot of support, followers, forwards, etc. This format is popular among the young audiences, and therefore they prefer. And now if your target group is young, this thing, you have to also get into this as a method. It's very, very viral. You know, that is today one thing, and then your communication spreads very fast. However, you need to be aware about the personality, the creative part of it. It should connect with those kind of individuals. Okay, then comes the multi-channel social media marketing. Here, what you are trying to do is various social media platforms to engage with the customer. So like, social, we have understood what is social media. Here, simultaneously, I will use LinkedIn, I will use Instagram, Facebook. Now, Instagram and Facebook are the same group, but they have a distinct genre. However, I cannot remain aloof. I cannot be absent on any one of them. So, I will have to get into it. The advantage is you are able to broaden your reach. You are able to multi-segment your market, each with the distinct need and wants. You are still able to communicate them with distinctly. So you are able to create relevancy. You are able to give consistency. And as a result, the engagement and the response will be much better. So that's what is a multi-channel social media marketing. So we have finished the core understanding of internet marketing. So to summarize, friends, it's all about a very vital tool for today's business. It takes the business to the digital age. It empowers business to connect with both potential customers and current customers. Doing what? Offering value, build trust, generate relationship, loyalty. It helps them to get from suspects, identify prospects, and then close the sale deal with the prospects and make them customer. There are many tools which one can use it. We have also understood it requires certain technical aspects to be also in place, SEO and all. So, moreover, internet marketing provides an avenue for business to be innovative. That I have already also established, that you have to be distinctly different. Each communication, that is a scope available. So, with that, yes, friends, we are at the fag end of this thing. Through diverse online strategies, like, so there are various strategic aspects. We have understood components also. We got into the strategy like social media, content creation, email marketing, influencer collaboration, video marketing. Business can convey their message, build personality, and attract customers by giving them the value that you offer. Additionally, leveraging cutting edge technologies like artificial intelligence today, that is what chatbots, you are able to voice assistant command, you are able to amplify your personal connect, you are able to amplify your customer relationship to a different level that creates a bonding with the brand, and as a result, growth in your business. Thank you, friends.